This is Ken Barron from the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Today, I'm happy to announce that President-elect Biden has picked Xavier Becerra to lead the Health and Human Services Department. It's a surprise move, and he has selected him as the nominee for the Secretary of Health and Human Services, tapping a former congressional man who will be the first Latinx to run the department as it battles the surging coronavirus pandemic. As a resident of the great state of California, I am proud to have one of our own lead that department. I'm happy that Becerra is a leader on issues of criminal justice and immigration. Becerra has been California's Attorney General since 2017, when Ms. Harris was elected to the Senate and Governor Jerry Brown appointed him to fill her seat. His term would expire in 2022. As Attorney General in California, he has been at the forefront of legal efforts on healthcare, leading 20 states and the District of Columbia in a campaign to protect Obamacare from being dismantled. He has also been vocal in the Democratic Party about fighting for women's health. He was born in Sacramento as the son of a working-class immigrant from Mexico. Becerra grew up in a one-room apartment with his three sisters. He studied abroad at the University of Salamanca in Spain before earning his BA in economics from Stanford University, becoming the first person in his family to graduate from college. He received his law degree from Stanford Law School. Biden was impressed by Mr. Becerra's personal story. In particular, he liked the fact that Mr. Becerra served clients with mental health needs shortly after graduating from law school. Mr. Becerra will immediately face quite a daunting task in leading the department at a critical moment during a pandemic that has killed more than 281,000 people in the United States. NABWNT is well aware that this pandemic has taken a particular devastating toll on people of color. Becerra is a good choice and an experienced legislator and executive. Becerra may also help Mr. Biden secure legislation changes to bolster Obamacare, a central promise that the president-elect made during his 2020 campaign. Mr. Becerra is 62 and served 12 terms in Congress representing Los Angeles before becoming the Attorney General of his home state in 2017. He's the first Latinx to hold that office, and while in Congress, he was the first Latinx to serve as a member of the Ways and Means Committee, where he worked on healthcare as a senior member of that committee, and he also led the House Democratic Caucus, which gave him a powerful leadership post. He's also now an outspoken advocate of improved healthcare access. As California's top law enforcement official, Mr. Becerra has helped lead legal fights across the nation for access to healthcare, focusing on particularly on dismantling barriers for women struggling to get medical services. He has led a coalition of 22 state attorneys general in challenging a Mississippi law that prohibited doctors from providing abortion services past 15 weeks. In a statement at the time, he called the ban, quote, unjust, unlawful, and unfair, end quote. Mr. Becerra's office boasted frequently of the many lawsuits he had filed against the Trump administration, including suits challenging the president's immigration and environmental policies. His activism in fighting the Trump agenda in court earned him praise from leading progressives in the Democratic Party. But Mr. Becerra has also partnered with Republican counterparts at times, joining a bipartisan group of attorney generals in August to urge the Department of Health and Human Services and other agencies to increase access to remdesivir, a drug that has shown promise in treating COVID-19. He also worked with Republicans to prevent student vaping. While in Congress, Mr. Becerra was a fierce advocate of the Latino community and became deeply involved in efforts to overhaul the nation's immigration system. He also promoted plans to build a national museum devoted to exploring the culture and history of American Latinx. The House voted this year to create such a museum. In the late 1990s, Mr. Becerra traveled to Cuba and visited with his leader, Fidel Castro, which infuriated Republican members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. They resigned, saying they were personally insulted by the visit. Mr. Biden's selection of Mr. Becerra to replace the current secretary, Alex Azar, came as the president-elect is under increasing pressure from the Latinx community and the Congressional Hispanic Caucus to diversify his cabinet. He is the second Latinx Mr. Biden has chosen for his cabinet after the selection last month of Alejandro N. Mayorkas, a Cuban immigrant, as Secretary of Homeland Security. If approved, Mr. Becerra's nomination would create yet another statewide office in California to be filled by Governor Gavin Newsom, who was already considered to be looking at candidates, including Mr. Becerra, for the Senate seat being vacated by the Vice President-elect, Kamala Harris. In other news, Dr. Vivek Murthy, who served as Surgeon General under President Obama, will reprise that role for Mr. Biden. He is a telegenic confidant of the president-elect and will become one of Mr. Biden's closest advisors on medical issues and will lead much of the public outreach on the pandemic. As well, Jeffrey Zientis, an entrepreneur and management consultant who served as the head of Mr. Obama's National Economic Council and fixed the bungling rollout of the healthcare's online insurance marketplace, will become a coronavirus czar in the White House, leading efforts to coordinate the fight against this pandemic among the government's sprawling agencies. Well, that's it. This is Ken Barron from the National Association of Black and White Men Together. You can see us on nabwmt.org, on our Facebooks, and you can email us at nabwmt@nabwmt.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll hear from you soon.